USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most of these people are young and they just went through the process. You know, many of them just went through the process recently. So it's not like, gee, let's look at papers that are 15 years old. No, I think the process is going to go very quickly.
President Trump discussing the process of a Supreme Court nominee. The president will make his announcement on Saturday as to his choice to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president meeting with state attorney generals across the country, discussing protecting consumers from social media abuses in the cabinet room. Police in Louisville are on the streets with protesters who are making their voices heard following a decision in the Breonna Taylor case. A grand jury is charging former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson with three counts of wanton endangerment. There is a curfew set for 9 o'clock Eastern Time in Louisville. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.